The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at cooperadio.org.
Well, on Monday, the city's Parks Board announced that it would finally be reopening the Oppenheimer Park, one of the main green spaces in the downtown east side. It was closed and fenced off after the eviction of a tent city there last May. The Pulse took our microphone down to Oppenheimer Park and talked to local residents about what the park means to them. First up, Terry Latondra.
Well, it was different because all my friends come around here. Eh? Now I don't see anybody. It would be nice. Yeah.
And how do you feel about waiting till June? They said June's the earliest.
Look. We've been waiting this long, so what are we going to do about it?
What do you feel about the city closing it down after the Kent City left?
Because they have to, because the mess they left. And all the knives and guns, whatever. Be safe for next time.
What do you love about Oppenheimer Park?
All the people. 9 o'clock to 7 at night. You know, the people who runs it, looks after it.
And that was Terry Latondra speaking outside the gates of Oppenheimer Park. Next up, we'll hear from Jamie, who offered only her first name, about why it's important to her.
They should bring it back. You can't sit in it no more or nothing. That sucks. You should bring it back where we can sit in it. But I see them being worried about Tent City. Cause
how do you think they could prevent that?
I don't know. By watching the park all day, I guess. We need the rec center back.
Yeah, tell me about the rec center. Why is that so important?
Well, because it helps to keep the community going. Like, they serve food on Tuesdays. They did lots of crafts, bingo, everything. It was fun. But until the Tent City took over, it kind of wrecked the park.
Why do you think they kept it closed for a whole year during COVID?
I'm not sure, but they should open it. We need it back.
They said they're going to open it in June. Do you think 4 months is enough time, or do you think they should open it sooner?
They should open it right away, I think, but that's because we love the park, right? It's been here for years. There's people come here for years, come to this park.
How long have you been here?
I've been coming to this park since about 2001.
Oh, wow, that's almost the 20-year anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you like to do here the most?
Sit and listen to the birds. It's a beautiful park. The trees, watch the kids play. I like going to the community center and playing the bingo and that. It's fun.
I mean, there's not a lot of spaces left in the neighborhood other than Crab Park to listen to birds and just hang out.
Yeah, you're right. There isn't. A lot of the parks are closing down, especially with COVID and that. But I don't know. They need to come back. We need our outside people.
What's the first thing you're going to do when they open up the other half in June?
I don't know. Probably sit, have a sandwich. Relax, have a picnic, bring a couple friends over, have a drink. I'm not sure.
During COVID, a lot of places have no guest policies, and these parks would have been more important.
Yes, I agree.
Does that happen to you?
Not really, but I think it should have more community. Like, we've lost a lot of our community-based programs, which sucks because of COVID. But I don't know. I think if you're going to get it, you're going to get it. So, but that's just the way I feel.
Tell me, you said the birds are really nice. What's the favorite thing about the whole park? Why does it have a special place for you?
I don't know. It's because it's been here so long. It's native land. It's precious. I don't know. It's just always been here. So it's rare not seeing it.
You mentioned this native land, and there's a lot of indigenous sacred sites in there. The totem poles, yep. The different welcoming poles. This memorial rocks. The memorial march ends here every year.
Yep. Yes, it does. It's a good thing. It's what we need. We need to have the park back. For the community, for the animals, for everything. You used to be able at 2 o'clock, because seagulls would be there because of the sisters. The whole park would be full of seagulls. Because of the sandwich line.
And that was local resident Jamie. Now we'll hear from Paul Young.
Yeah, I live right across the street, so we hung out there. Drink the odd beer, you know, I don't know. Hung out, talked to people, and yeah. Yeah, like I said, I live right across the street, so I'm hoping they're opening soon, are they? Do you know?
Yeah, they announced yesterday they're going to open it, but not until June, and only the western half.
Oh, well, at least it's better than nothing. Yeah, I assume it's because they don't want the tents in there until the grass whatever seeds or whatever it's doing. I don't know what grass does, but...
Yeah. How many years have you been hanging out in there?
About six now, I guess.
Yeah. What do you like about there as opposed to other places to hang out?
Well, again, it's right across the street from me. It's just easy. Well, I used to grab food when they used to have food there, yeah.
Why is park space important to you as a resident here?
Well, it's the only place we have, right? It's either sit on the porch or we go sit in the park. So it's nice to sit in the park in the sun, you know.
What's the first thing you do when they reopen it?
Just sit in the park and drink a couple beers, probably.
And that was Paul Young, who was taking a stroll around Oppenheimer Park on Monday. Next up, Vanessa Cardinal.
Myself, I love it. It's beautiful there.
Tell me what you remember about the park.
Well, I've been going there since 2013. I camped there when it was Tent City. It was awesome.
Yeah. What was so special about it?
I was with close friends, my boyfriend and all his friends, and we just had a lot of fun there. A lot of fun.
What did you feel when they closed it down?
But at times it was scary, too, because we didn't know what was going on in the adjoining tents. So that was a little scary.
And there was some really bad stuff that happened, a lot of violence.
Yes, there was. So I could feel it in the air, just on my gut instinct.
What do you think caused it to go wrong in the end?
I really can't say, to be honest. I don't know why it went wrong. Just the wrong people showed up, I guess.
It must have made you pretty sad, though.
Yeah, it did when it was over. It really did. I won't forget, that's for sure.
And do you hang out in the park before that, ever?
Yeah, I was going there before when it was just a park.
What did you like to do there?
Just sit there and have a beer and have a cooler and have a cigarette. Even though we're not supposed to do that, but... All of us did that back then. We all had a cooler or a beer in our hand or a cigarette.
Why is a park like this so important?
Because we're happy there.
A place to relax?
Yeah.
Be yourself.
Yeah, and get away from it all.
So how do you feel it's still closed down after a year?
In a room. I live in the London Hotel. I have a room there. And it's nice to get away from there once in a while and have somewhere to go.
And have there been no guest policy in your building during COVID?
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Too?
Yeah.
Else.
Yeah, exactly.
What did they say about guests in your building?
We're not allowed any visitors at this point in time. But they let a few people in, but only the regulars.
So a park like this is kind of really important then.
Yeah. Yes, it is, because it's somewhere for me to go.
Well, how do you feel that they've had it fenced off for almost a year now?
I wish I could go in there now. I wish I could go in there now and relax, but no.
And they're opening it in June, apparently, just this half. What do you think about that?
That would be good, then I can go over there and sit.
You think it can go faster?
I don't think it'll go any faster, no. No, because it's... Is it because of the government, right?
Yeah, they said they have to get the grass cleaned up and get everything fixed.
Yeah, that's going to take a while. Yeah. I think there's red tape to cut through.
Now, what do you think the governments need to do about things like Tent City and homelessness?
Build more shelters. More shelters. More long-term housing, then.
And that was Vanessa Cardinal. You're listening to a special edition of The Pulse on CFRO here on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, 100.5 FM. And don't forget, you can find us at thepulse.cooperadio.org. Well, on this show, we're talking about the reopening of Oppenheimer Park in the downtown east side, but it won't come until June. And some residents had very strong feelings about that. Here is Jeff Loudon.
I need somewhere to play.
Tell me what you love about this park.
Yeah, I can sit and relax under the trees. I can get the hell out of the house. Not think about hurting people.
not a lot of benches to sit on around here, really.
Yeah, there is a whole mess of them right there.
Behind a fence.
Yeah. Other than that, just fuck all. Yeah. It sucks.
How did you feel when they closed it up and put the fence around it?
And they took my playground away. I don't like it. And they don't like where I'm playing now. So they better open it again soon.
You don't think June's fast enough, eh?
Nope.
Why not?
Half the summer's gone then. You know, look at the weather. beautiful day to be in the park. And they got it locked up. Maybe I'll find another pair of bolt cutters.
And that was Downtown East Side resident Jeff Loudon. Here's another local who loves Oppenheimer Park. Amy and her friend were sitting on a concrete wall near the curb facing Oppenheimer Park. Normally they would be inside on a bench, but had to find other places to sit for the last year and enjoy a cup of coffee.
I'm really looking forward to the park being open, and I was hoping it would be open a little bit sooner than that, but I guess it is what it is. The cherry trees look like they're about to blossom, or whatever kind of trees those are, and it's, you know, it's going to be really pretty in a few days. But, I mean, it has to, it takes however long it takes for the grass to set, so they're, the you know, they had a, it was a big cleanup job, so I guess we'll have to wait a little longer.
How did you feel when they fenced it off and didn't get it up and running last summer?
Well, I mean, it was a field of mud last summer. There wasn't much that could be, I wouldn't have wanted to go there then, but it's looking really appealing now.
You think it's almost ready?
It looks that way, but I don't know. I'm not a professional landscaper or anything, so.
And do you hang out in the park much? Tell me what it means to you.
I haven't hung out there much, like, in a long time because of the tent city, and it was always so sort of, but now it looks like a park again. It's, you know, it's just an open field where you could actually have a bit of fun, and it would be nice to have somewhere to sit better than this concrete curb at the side of the road, because there's not really any benches in this neighborhood except for the ones in the park.
So you mentioned the cherry blossoms. Anything else in the park that you really enjoy?
Well, it was nice. The bathroom facilities and stuff were useful too. There's activities and music there sometimes.
What's your biggest hope for what the park could become?
A place for families and stuff again.
And that was Amy. One theme that kept coming up over and over was the importance of the city-run community center at the east end of the park. It's unknown when it will open, because only the west half is opening in June, according to the plan. But that place offered art programs, drum-making workshops, free food programs, and washrooms, of course, as well as memorial services for community members. One staff person at that facility, who was not authorized to speak on the record to media, said that those programs are very much needed in the community and well attended. And one resident who participated said that's very much true, and he looks forward to getting back to some of those programs. Here's Glenn.
I lived here for more than a decade, over a decade. It's a place to go and socialize. Not anymore. That park, if you want to open back up, keep it locked up like that. As soon as it closes, and there should be a time for lockup, like 9 o'clock maybe. I used to volunteer there. I used to use the space for arts. Made drums over there. Made, you know, we have art. They had art programs. They're for the people that live in the community. They're actually programs that make things. They're art programs. There's a lot of them there. I can't list all of them, but I participated in some of them.
Here's Kevin.
The park's important for the community. I mean, the cost of the money that they had to do to repair that park, they could have got housing for about 30 or 40 people. We need the park back, but if they're going to let the people back in there to camp, there's no sense opening it back up again.
I mean, you must have been pretty upset when they locked it all up and closed it off.
I was glad they closed it off. Crime rate around here is a lot less. It's cleaner around here. Yeah, I miss being in the park and relaxing and stuff, and some of the programs that were offered over there. But, I mean, as the alternative was, yeah, it wasn't even good for kids. And that's what it should have been opened up for, the kids. Like, when they can't even go into their own play area and be safe, that's not good for anybody.
Tell me what the first thing you're going to do when the park opens again.
Go back in there, sit on the bench, and watch the people enjoying the park again, hopefully.
You mentioned the programs. What did you do in the center there?
Well, I mean, they had the programs for the meals at the community center. I said that occasionally they have people over for music. They had haircuts for people in the community. They tried to do a lot of things for people that needed the services and couldn't afford to do it. And now it's no longer available.
I attended a couple of memorial services even there.
Yeah, the memorial services are great. Because it gives the people a chance. There aren't enough places like First United used to, and there aren't enough places for people to remember the people that they made friends with down here.
And that was Kevin. He, like most people we talked to yesterday, was not willing to give his last name. The same was true for Bob.
I miss it.
Tell me why you miss it.
Well, I just miss sitting around and have a cup of coffee, and I used to jog in the morning here, but it's gone now, so I miss it. It's really old. I like to play basketball, and I miss it.
How long have you been hanging out in the park here?
Well, I came here in 1974, so, but I always went shopping at the same spot all the time, so I've been coming here since 74, since I moved here.
And you mentioned coming and having a cup of coffee on a bench. Did you ever use the center here?
Yes, we used to play baseball here in 70s. Here, baseball team, right there. We did lots of stuff there. Lots of baseball and all kinds of stuff. I miss it.
How did you feel when they fenced it off and closed it down?
Does not feel good about it. It's really sad. The kids miss it. You know, the neighborhood's not the same. So it's good for every neighborhood. Every neighborhood has one. So it's just natural for it to be here. It's really old, so yeah. Been here for years.
And especially during COVID, because people can't get together inside, the outdoor space has become more important, no?
Yes, that's right. That's why they should open it up. I don't know why they have it closed. Nobody seems to make no sense anymore. It's just a park. All they have to do, make sure nobody sleeps there. You have a police officer go around, make sure they don't sleep there. That's it.
Now they've said they're going to open it in June. Only this half.
It's a start. I'm just gonna sit down and have a cup of coffee. Maybe smoke one of these things since it's legal. You know, it's about it and relax.
That was Bob. And finally today, we hear from Jonathan.
I've been walking around here looking for a place just to sit down. You know, it's a nice, have a bench or something. But a little worried the campers will take it over again. It's hard to find a place to sit down and relax. I mean, that's all really some of us are looking for, is just a place to hunker down and relax, you know. It's hard, you know. I've been living on the street for the last couple of years and just... It's just hard to find just a place just to sit and, like, have a coffee, you know? Hard to explain it. Just, especially with the COVID and everything like that, you can't go in anywhere, you can't sit down, can't plug your phone in, you can't do anything like that. It's just pain, you know? Can't use a washroom, you know, that sort of thing. It's nice to have those kind of, like, things on the park, you know?
How did you feel when you heard it had been closed for a whole year?
I was kind of mixed. I felt like some people kind of ruined it for everyone else, but I don't know, like... It's really a blame game needs to be placed on anyone. It just kind of snowballed out of control, you know? Who knows? It's just kind of one person piles on the other, kind of, you know?
You mentioned that you're on the street right now.
Yeah.
Tell me if you have any solutions for addressing kind of the issues behind the tent city around homelessness and how it's a lot of people don't want to go to shelters.
Some people just need a bailout. I mean... Some people just need enough money just to get an apartment and get going again. That's all people really need, is just a bailout, a startup fund, you know, something to get them into an apartment and get them working. That's all people really want too. That's what I want. It's just get back into like paying. I'd rather be paying rent and paying taxes and collecting disability. You know, it sucks. You know, it's hard to say how much you need per person, or every person needs something different. Like some people need psychiatry, some people need counseling, some people just need money. You know. Just a matter of giving them the funds to do it, you know.
Some people just need housing so they have a place to keep their stuff and get their lives kind of sorted.
Yeah,
again,
housing, any kind of housing's good. I mean, I'd do it for anything right now. I mean, for me, I'd just handle any, like if someone told me it was $600 a month for like a room with nothing in it, I'd take it. It's hard because, you know, you want to not sit on the street, but that's where you end up, is sitting and hanging out on the street, right? So
why is having that kind of a space important when you're living on the street?
It's just important to have any kind of space where you can actually sit down, you know, or sit down and be in a quiet space. I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's hard to find a place where you can sit down, quiet, be alone. You know, there's just so much going on. There's always someone around you. No matter where you go, like, someone's going to come up to you and ask you for something, or someone's going to, you know, bug you for something, you know, no matter where you are. So it's kind of hard to find some peace and quiet, you know.
That was Jonathan speaking to The Pulse about the plan to reopen Oppenheimer Park in June and why it's urgently needed to have benches and green space in the downtown east side.
CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.